All right, now what we're going to do is learn another layer or a progression. Let's call it a progression step to prepare you for meeting your guides, including your higher self. So to recap, what we have is our cleaning house, which consists of the grounding, the protective shield. Only that which is for my highest good is allowed to come into my field. Center of head, bring your soul home. And now we're adding this other accelerator tool to really knock out energies that just don't belong in your field and certainly are not serving you in your field. So that's the progression that we're that's the highway of progressive benchmarks that we're on to get you ready to meet with your guides. Now, if somebody else could teach this where it would be not take so much time. However, even if you had to quickly, which I do all the time, and Mary is doing it more, and I'm sure Steve and Irene and Barb are also doing it more, if you need to turn to your guidance like now, and you don't have time to do all this jazz, the fact is it's in your awareness, so you could do abbreviated versions of it that you'll come up with for yourself so that you know that you can release anything that comes up, you know that you're protected, you know you want to call your soul home where you're present to what's going on, you're not off disassociated someplace, where you know that you are clearing out other people's energies because you, as you turn to your guidance, and you got to do it right now, you want to make sure that you are clear and the most receptive. So you'll develop over time a Reader's Digest version, fast track, and also a more comprehensive. We're doing the comprehensive. We're doing the setting the habits. We're doing setting the understandings of why these steps are important. Make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. So we are taking this next step, which is to raise your vibration so that you can better connect. In this case, we're going to start with your higher self, to raise your vibration. Now, there are lots of ways to do that. We've talked and we've even had membership training calls on ways to accelerate your vibration. And Mary and Barb learned a few things in one of the recent courses that they took where they're like mood or raise your vibration accelerators. Here's another one to use. This one I learned from one of my teachers, a new teacher, by the name of Sarah Weissman. Now, the reason that I give these people, I mention these names, is because, you know, you might want to check up on who these people are at some point, number one. And number two, because I am a stickler for giving credit where credit is due. With all of these exercises that I am teaching, I definitely bring my own spin on it, so it's not purely theirs. However, it is predominantly theirs as I am learning and building my own skill set. So with this particular approach, and you know, there are many different approaches to quickly raise your vibration through imagery. I like this imagery. This imagery really feels good to me. And it goes like this. And again, you know, find the pages in your workbook that you want to take your notes in. So it's a three-step progression up. And with each step, your vibration is lifting up. So, step number one is you visualizing a stairway or visualizing a series of plateaus that you can step onto, whatever your intuition gives you as imagery. And the first step is completely imbued and radiating and broadcasting out so that when you step on it, you merge with the vibrations of peace and tranquility. So I'd like you to go and make that step now and sense the vibration of peace and tranquility. And if you can't sense it, then imagine. Use your imagination to sense peace and tranquility. And sense the quality of the air around you. Is it heavy? Is it light? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it dry? Is it moist? And now please put your attention on the center of your chest, the heart center, in between, in the center of your breastbone. And notice that your chest is expanding as you are absorbing these vibrations of peace and tranquility. Peace and tranquility. And it absorbs so much that your heart chakra opens. You might get a vision, like a flower or a door that opens or a window that opens. Your intuition will give you a vision, maybe. But if not, just notice what feeling happens, that your heart is opening, and it feels like your heart is being set free. Your heart is set free. And now we move to step two. You see a step in front of you that's a little higher, and you reach with your foot and you step on that stair, that plateau, that platform. And this is the vibration that is broadcasting, that is saturated, that is radiating, the vibrations of love and light. And so feel that love and light. Now see somewhere there that there's a meter, there's like a gauge that has a needle that moves to different positions on the gauge. And this is a meter that determines how much love you feel right now, how much love you're willing to let in. And so notice what you see on that meter. Where does the needle go? Does it go to 100%? Does it go to 50%? Does it go to 300%? How much love are you feeling right now? Now, a beam of light appears, and it is pure love. It is pure love. And see that beam of light go right into your heart chakra in a gentle way. It doesn't hurt. It's not too intense. It's just right. It floods into your heart, and notice how much love you're willing to let into your heart center through this light. Notice what's happening to the meter. Where is the needle going? And just feel your heart center expanding in your chest as the love sent through this light is healing and nurturing your heart center. Your heart is healing with this divine light of love. Now you see a third and final stair platform appear in front of you. And this is the level where you can most easily meet your soul, your spirit guides, helpers. And so step up on that and just wait. And for the purpose of this exercise, this is going to be spirit guides and not departed souls. And another time we can do departed souls, but for now, we're working with your spirit guides. And in the distance, you see a lone figure of beautiful light, and this is your higher self. And notice what you notice as emotions and thoughts and physical sensations as you see this being in the distance and you know that it is your higher self. And the being starts to come closer. And you notice, is it a human form? Is it just light without form? Is it a color? What do you feel as it gets closer to you? What kind of clothes is it wearing if it has a form that would wear clothes? It comes close now, so close that it is right there in front of you, and you close your eyes and you reach out your hands and just notice what you feel. Is there a temperature change? Is there an energy intensity change? Is there a rhythm to the energy? Just notice what you sense as you reach out with your eyes closed to your higher self. Now you can open your eyes with your higher self. Your eyes are still closed, your human eyes, but your inner eyes. Now you can open and you're looking straight at your higher self. And notice three characteristics that come to your awareness about your higher self. Anything at all, visual, emotional, is there sound, is there any scent? Three characteristics. And now your higher self has a message for you. It could be words, it could be an object, it could be a song, it could be something that your higher self wants to show you somewhere, and you go and follow your higher self. What is the message that your higher self wants to give you? And tell your higher self anything that you want to say about your life, about meeting your higher self, what this means for the rest of your life, anything like that. Just share from your heart. Now, your higher self is telling you that it knows you're in a class on spring cleaning, and that your higher self wants to work with you, wants to partner with you, wants to explore with you and create a wonderful future together. Your higher self wants you to be happy. Wants you to be happy. And so I'd like you both to turn around, and nearby is like a picnic table or some sort of seating arrangement where the two of you can sit down and design stuff together, where the two of you can go ahead and think and share ideas and design a future that is a wonderful future together. So go ahead, find that spot, and we'll begin. All right. There are three areas of your life that you really want to impact in this class with the partnership of your higher self. The first area is that of personal development. The second area is finances, money, income, economics. And the third area is that which you want to acquire or obtain, whether it's objects or status or, let's see, what else? Experiences that you want to obtain. So we'll take the first area, and that is the area of personal development. And so your higher self has some insights to share with you. And the first insight is a goal that your higher self would like to suggest that you pursue as a short-term goal that can be accomplished by the end of May in the world of personal development. What does your higher self say? A goal in personal development that would indeed be a spring cleaning of the life that you want to live. And you can open your eyes, your human eyes, and write down if you want to, or you can stay with your eyes closed and you'll remember later. How do you feel about this goal? Tell your higher self how you feel about this goal. You are developing a relationship with a living energy field consciousness that is your higher self. How do you feel about that personal development goal? And if you do want to start writing this down, you would go to page 14 in your workbook and just write down what that goal is. And now talk to your guide, your higher self in this case, and ask your higher self to give you an image, a vision, a scenario that would depict that this self-development goal was successfully accomplished. What would be going on in your life with this self-development goal part of who you are? describe and ask questions. You can ask questions of your higher self to help a description of you successfully embodying this goal and how it impacts your life. How would you know that you had successfully embodied this personal development goal? Ask your higher self any questions at all, so that you are crystal clear. Now we're going to talk about action steps. I'd like you to ask your higher self what might be a practical, doable action step that you can do by the end of next week to successfully complete accomplishing that goal in self-development. And how do you feel about what your higher self says? Do you want to do it? If you don't want to do it, explain to your higher self why you don't want to do it and see what he or she or it says. And now ask your higher self, what would be a second action step that you could successfully do that's doable? It might take a little effort out of your comfort zone, but it's doable. That you could do the following week, week number two, that would successfully complete this goal and would be moving you into spring cleaning. And again, if you have any questions, just ask your higher self so that you are crystal clear and that you want to do it. And if you don't want to do it, see if you can work out some sort of a compromise where you feel on track and that you want to do it. It's not a action that you really have resistance to. You do want to do it. And now, ask for a third action step that you can do sometime before the class ends on May 10th. And the same thing. Make sure you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, then see if you can work out a compromise with your higher self. And that you get to a point where you do want to take that action. And now, of course, you can always go deeper and get more details in another sitting with your higher self. But for right now, we've got our time frames of next week, the week after that, and then sometime before May 10th for these three action steps. And now we're going to do a spring cleaning sweep in the area of finances, whatever that might be for you. And so, you ask your higher self for a suggested goal of what you might focus on regarding finances, income, economics, etc., that would definitely be a spring cleaning, would definitely be upgrading and improving and letting go of the obsolete around the area of finances, income, and economics. What would be a goal that your higher self suggests? If you have any questions, ask your higher self. Ask your higher self anything if you are hesitant to pursue that goal and work it out where there's a meeting of the minds about this goal where you do feel like, yes, I do want to focus on this goal regarding finances and economics, income. Now we'll take a look at action steps. So, excuse me, you ask your higher self, what would be a doable action that you can take in this next week that's coming up, week number one we'll call it, that would absolutely be moving you in the direction of your financial goal? What would be one action step? And do you want to do it? And with regards to this goal, ask your higher self to show you a scenario of you successfully completing that goal in the world of finances, economics, and income that's measurable, where you clearly can tell in this scenario that you would have your life look a certain way have certain things in your life be living a certain kind of life once you accomplish that particular financial goal or that particular goal in the realm of income, finances, economics. Notice the activities that you see that are being shown to you. The people, the circumstances. Based on that vision and your spring cleaning out of what no longer serves you and upgrading and bringing new life into your life in regards to finances, what would be a second action step that you could take, let's say, on week two, according to your higher self? Ask questions if you need to. If you don't like what you see, work out a compromise, maybe. And then what you could do as a third action step to be completed by May 10th, the closing of our class, that is absolutely part of a spring cleaning intention to complete this goal. And now you're getting a feel for the personality of your higher self and your ability to work in partnership with your higher self based on these conversations you've been having. Now we are ready to move to the third category, and that is the category of that which you want to acquire or obtain or own or achieve. More obtain and acquire. And so ask your higher self in terms of this intention of letting go of the old and just cleaning out the garbage, spring cleaning in the area of things that you want to acquire, things that you want to obtain. What might be one goal? and to show you a scene, a movie, a scenario that would absolutely show you successfully completing that project, that goal, in the area of things that you want to acquire and obtain. What would be going on in your life with that successfully completed? Ask questions, make suggestions if what you're told isn't quite what you want. All right. And now discuss anything else that you want to with your higher self about anything that might be going on in your life that you really want to have be part of this sweeping out of the old, sweeping out of what doesn't serve you, just getting rid of, so that spring cleaning is just in full regalia in your life. Anything else that we haven't already discussed, go ahead and just talk it over with your higher self. And action steps. Any other action steps that your higher self feels is very doable for you to proceed with between now and the end of the course? Now, we're going to be wrapping up this visit with your higher self. So, say whatever is on your heart to share with your higher self. Hear any further guidance, messages, receive anything else that your higher self wants to give you. Objects, songs, poems, anything. And of course, expressing your profound gratitude for this very, very sacred moment. And your higher self starts to back away so that you can come fully into present time. And you go back to your series of steps, and you go ahead and step down onto step number 2, having said goodbye with gratitude and love to your beloved higher self, which is the step of light and love. And you step down onto step number 1, which is the step of tranquility and peace. And you step down onto neutral ground, and when you are ready, you can open your eyes, and I'd like you to stand up and move around the room, and then go ahead and take some notes in that section of your workbook, and then we'll come back and talk. Just let me know when you're ready, where you've written as much as you want to at this point, and that takes the least amount of time, but where you are able to capture the highlights of your journey.